Back in Budapest, yesterday was a long day. I didn't get back here until almost midnight. The actual connecting flight, or the flight out from Dublin, was delayed, and therefore I missed my flight, or we missed our flight, because Tribhanga and Krishnamai, or myself, were flying together from Frankfurt to Budapest, so we had to wait there till like 9 o'clock at night, and it was late by the time we got in. Now I'm here in Budapest for the balance of the week with Gita Jayantis this weekend, two here, one in Eger, one in Kecskemét, and then I'll be going to the farm and staying there until the end of the month. Writing is going well, although it has its natural ups and downs, and I'm hoping that once Gita Jayanti is over, then I can get into full steam, or at least as much full steam as I get here in the West, with other things still happening. Today, as per request, I'm going to be reading Ishopanishad, Srila Prabhupada's revelation of the personal nature of the absolute truth as established by the Upanishads themselves. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Ishavasyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagatena jyaktena bhunjita. Magridhas kasyas vidhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside at his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Kurva neveha karmani jijivishach chatam samha evam tvai nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man. Asurya namate loka andena tamasavritaha tamste pritya vigacchanti jeke chatma hanojanaha. The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the world of the faceless, full of darkness and ignorance. Anejalekam manaso javiyo nainadeva apnuvan purvam arshat tadhavatonyan atyetitishtan tasmin apoma tarishvadatati. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is whispered in the mind and can overcome all of his running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place he controls those who supply the air and rain, he surpasses all in excellence. Tadejati, tanayjati, taddure, tadvantike, tadantarasya sarvasya, tadu sarvasya bhayata. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything. Yastu sarvani bhutani atman evan upashyati sarva bhutesu chatmanam tatona vidyugupsate. He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaivabhud vijanataha tatra ko moha kashoka ekatva manupashyata. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? Saparyagachutramakayamavrinam Ashnaviram Shudhamapapa Vidham Kavirmanisi Paribu Soyampur Vyathatyatur Tan Vyadadach Chashvatibhya Samabhya. Such a person must factually know the greatest of all, the personality of Godhead, who is embodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial. Andam tama pravishyanti ye vidyan upasate tato bhuyaya vatetamo yatu vidyayam rataha. Those who engage in the culture of nascent activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. Anya divahur vidyaya, nyadahur avidyaya, iti shushumadhiranam yenastad vichachakrire. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge, and that a different result is obtained from the culture of nations. Vidyam cha vidyayam chayas tadvedho vayam saha avidyayam rityum tirtva vidyayam ritamashnate. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Andam tapravishyanti ye sambhutim upasate tato bhuya evatetamo yatu sambhutyam rata. Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and still more so do the worshippers of the impersonal absolute. Anyad divahu sambhavad, anyad ahur sambhavad, itishushushmad hiranam yenastad vichachak shire. It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping what is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it. Shambhutim cha vinasham cha yastad vedo vahyam saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutyam ritam ashnute. One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and his transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men, and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it, and in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukam tatvam pushnanda pavarinu satya dharmaya drishte. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Pushnan nikarshe jama suya prajapatya vyuha rasmin samuha tejo yate rupam kalyanam tamam tate pashyami yosavaso purushasoham asmi. O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulated principle, destination of pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal supreme personality of God, and like unto the sun, as am I. Vayura nilam amritam atidam basmantam shariram om katu smara kritam smara katu smara kritam smara. Let this temporary body be burned to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. Agne naya supatyaraye asman vishvani deva vayunani vidvan yodyasmaj juhurani namneno buyishtam te nama uktim videma. O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omniscient one, now I offer you all obeisances, falling onto the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you, and see, you know, all that I have done in the past, Please free me from the reactions to my past sins so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. Hare Krishna.